In other words,
a nuisance?
Or
yeah.
A var?
A varmint?
You ever say, speak of them as varmints?
Yes, once in a while.
Yeah, but pests would be the
pest is
more
what I
common
would.
Word.
Yeah.
Now, this is another kind of general question. These bushy-tailed animals, in particular, that go from tree to tree.
The squirrel.
What about the varieties of those in this area?
There is a gray squirrel. I hear them speak of a gray squirrel. And then there's another squirrel that is a tan color, but I don't know what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
But the gray squirrel is a gray.
Oh. Ours are over in Edgewood Grove, virtually all the
More than likely the gray.
The tan. Yes,
yeah.
They seem to be there.
Well, I have them around here, and most of them are. Once
gray.
In a while, I will see a gray one, but not very often.
I don't see very many gray ones over there.
But I don't know what they call them. I know they quite often refer to a gray squirrel. But the others,
yeah.
I don't know whether they just call them squirrels or whether they have a name or not.
Yes. Well, now, what about the little ones?
Little chipmunk. Yeah. They're interesting little
things. Aren't they, though?
Oh, yeah.
You hear them called anything besides a chipmunk?
No, I don't think I have.
This noisy bird that likes to bore holes.
Oh, the woodpecker, we call it. Common name.
Yes.
But I don't know what the technical name is.
Well, I don't know either.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they call, they just flip the word around and call them peckerwoods.
Mm-hmm.
It,
yeah.
Whether you've heard that or not.
Yeah, I've heard that.
The word you'd use for the big big-voiced guys along the lake and along a pond.
The frog.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's a common expression. The bull.
Yeah.
Bullfrog.
A lot of people refer to them as the bullfrog.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. How about any other terms for the other little hoppers? Around.
In the water, you mean?
No, in the frog-like animals.
Oh, hop-toads.
Hop-toads?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's what we used to refer to them when we were youngsters as the hop-toad.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard any story? Of course, you've grown up some distance from Terre Haute, but Terre Haute's no strange town to
you. Oh, no.
You have any notion how Toad Hop got the name?
No, I've never heard how it ever got its name. Had you ever heard?
No, but and it isn't on the map, of course.
No.
But I assume that it does have something to do with
I
it.
Would like to get a hold of a book that Anton Holman Jr. had written here about 20-25 years ago on the Holman family.
Oh.
And I imagine that there are a lot of things in there that would be pretty interesting along this line.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I should think that would be the case.
Mm-hmm.
You have some words or a particular word for bait used for fishing, live bait used for fishing?
Minnows. We quite often refer them to minnows.
Uh-huh.
As one of the baits, and fishing worms is another bait.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, helgramites is another bait.
Oh.
You know, ever see a helgramite?
I don't.
They're about 2 inches long, and they've got, I expect, 24, maybe 30 legs.
Wow.
And the head of them looks like a pension bug. You know, that's a regular old-fashioned pension bug. That's what the head of them looks like.
Wow.
But you find them under rocks in a river. Or at the side of the river, if it's rocky, you can just turn these rocks over and maybe there'll be two or three helgramites under these. And I've heard the fishermen, I'm not a fisherman myself, but I've heard fellows say, oh boy, they're the best bait in the world.
Wow, mm-hmm. that sounds good. Well, now you spoke of worms a little while ago. How about these very large ones?
Night crawlers, what we refer to as night crawlers. Uh-huh.